often do you feel bad about how you're treating Mother Earth?
Not very often, which I do feel bad about now that you brought it up. Yeah, now that you brought it up, I feel like I'm being shamed.
No, this is not to shame you, because I never feel bad, to be 100% honest. But Earth Day is coming up, and there was a survey done that found the average person feels guilty about doing things that are environmentally unfriendly almost once a week, about 48 times a year. I can't tell you the last time I've ever even considered feeling bad about doing something bad for the environment, and I'll tell you why just a second.
Okay.
But, it's because I think it's all a scam. I really do think it's all a scam. Because I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I choose to believe it, that whenever a business talks about having a carbon footprint of zero, it's not that they actually have a zero carbon footprint.
Yes.
It's that they paid somebody to come tell them how much money they have to pay every year to offset their carbon footprint. Seems like a lot of money changing hands for nothing actually happening.
Yeah, no, that's valid.
So, like, I'm not going to feel bad about not recycling. Like, I just feel like I'm one guy. I'm one guy, so the amount that I will do to protect the environment is I don't litter. I think that that's all any of us really need to do to protect the environment.
Well, actually, so I have recently thought about the environment, and I kind of like gave myself a pat on the back for it, which I shouldn't. I shouldn't at all. But a guy was saying, he was like, stop having AI create Barbies of you. He was like, do you know how bad ChatGPT is for the environment? Which means the whole internet is bad for the environment because of all those servers. Think about how much energy that is using for you to be like, oh, actually, wait, no, my dog is actually a Chihuahua and not a Pomeranian. Can you fix that? And like, oh, actually, I would wear a pink shirt and not. So every time you're doing that, which I do it with Ask AI, but I did feel good because I was like, we didn't create AI dolls.
So
we're not bad for the environment, but we still use AI all the time. Like, we are. But that tells me that it all is like businesses have to be so bad for the environment because we're constantly on the internet.
Right. It's not you and I who are messing up the environment because I don't recycle.
Right.
You want me to recycle? Make it as easy as throwing it away. Well, whenever I was growing up in my neighborhood, there was a recycling truck that would come and you would put your recyclables out with the trash, not in the trash. Then the recycling truck would pick everything up and then the trash truck would come. My grandparents, my grandfather, he's in his mid-80s. Every week he takes he has to put his recycling into his car and take it somewhere.
Yep.
It's like, I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Which, bless your pap for being the person who does that. But you're right. They have made the environment like a personal problem when it's like, but one person isn't going to make it better.
Yeah.
Like, that is Band-Aid on a bullet hole for sure. Like, we all have to make society better to where we could be better to the environment, and that would take some serious change that we are not ready for.
And also, don't lecture me on how bad I am for the environment if you're getting on a private jet all the time. Like, that is, you've done more damage to the environment with that one private jet flight than I will do in my entire lifetime. So hush it.
And let's not even talk about that Blue Origin flight.
Yeah, we'll skip right over that.
Kyle and Allison on Y101.